Welcome to episode 239 of the Tent and Thrive podcast, brought to you by Tent and Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 2 Corinthians 2 verse 17. Unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ we speak before God with sincerity as those sent from God. Paul asserts that he and his co-workers are not charlatans. They're not self-serving preachers looking to gain standing or money. Instead, they are honest men sent out by God. They speak in Christ and they speak in the sight of God. Their message is trustworthy because it comes from God who sent them. Check out our website for a recommended list of 300 verses to memorize. That list includes 8 passages from the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 5. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. Jesus must be the focus of preaching. He must be the focus of our ministry. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 18. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. In the world's eyes, Paul's life is an incredible failure. At the height of a career that would reach much higher, he leaves it all for a life of hardship, suffering, and persecution, with eventual martyrdom. Paul recognizes that the world only sees the outward, not the unseen eternal things. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. This is a promise for anyone. Anyone. It does not matter what class, what race, what nationality, what language, or what level of intelligence. Anyone can be a new creation in Jesus Christ. The saved are not just forgiven. They are changed into new creations. Being a new creation is a gift received by faith from God. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Jesus was not a sinner, even on the cross. On the cross, the Father treated him as if he were a sinner. It all the while, sin was outside of Jesus, not inside of him, and it was not a part of his nature as it is with us. Christ was not guilty and could not be made guilty. But he was treated as if he were guilty because he willed to stand in the place of the guilty, you and me. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 14. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? The notion of being unequally yoked extends beyond a marital relationship as it is often interpreted to be. Who or what is influencing you? Are you being drawn into darkness when you ought to be seeking light? 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 to 7. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Later in this chapter, Paul tells us that we will be enriched in every way for our generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God through us. If we use our resources to meet the needs of others, God promises to take care of us. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. We really will not believe God's grace is sufficient until we believe we are insufficient. We cannot receive God's strength until we know our weakness. We cannot receive the sufficiency of God's grace until we know our own insufficiency. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Paul asks the Corinthian Christians to consider a sobering question. Am I really a Christian? Not everyone who claims to be a follower of Christ is converted or has Jesus living within. That sobering question posed to those people in Corinth is posed to each of us today. Here are 9 more passages that did not make the list on our website that gives you a total of 17 for the book. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5. Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God. Even if we have specialized skills or knowledge, that too comes from God. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. If we will turn to the Lord, he will take away the veil, and we can be one of the we all. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7. We have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. Earthenware vessels are common in every home in the ancient world. They are fragile, not very durable compared to metal, and are useless if broken. At least glass can be melted down again. They were thus cheap and of little intrinsic value. God chooses to put his light and glory in the everyday dishes, not in the fine china. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 to 10. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. Paul's life is hard, and it is hard because of his passionate devotion to Jesus Christ and his gospel. Yet look at the triumph of Jesus in Paul's life, not crushed, not in despair, not forsaken, not destroyed. Paul knows the power and victory of Jesus in his life because he's continually in situations where only the power and victory of Jesus can meet his need. Can you say the same? 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. On the outside we are suffering and taking a beating, but on the inside, God is blessing and renewing us. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. To walk by faith means to make faith part of every daily activity. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. As an ambassador, Paul makes a simple, strong, direct plea, be reconciled to God. We are likewise called to be ambassadors with the same message. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Jesus is a gift and salvation is a gift. We do not earn it. We receive Jesus and we receive salvation exactly as we would receive a gift. If we earn it, it is not a gift. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. To battle against a carnal way of thinking and doing, our thoughts must be brought captive and made obedient to Jesus. What is it that we are thinking about that needs to now be taken captive, not by the darkness, but by the light? There we have it, 17 passages from the book of 2 Corinthians. But besides these verses that we have highlighted, consider reading more as a part of your personal study. Father, thank you for the gift of your word. May it fill our hearts today and transform us so that we will be obedient to your will. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.